This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It's a Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. You guys know I love my movies. Every weekend I catch up with a couple of mates. We get some takeout. We do a couple of movies. Some of them are great. Some of them are tragic. A man who knows more than I do is Shane O, though. He is on the line. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. It's good to hear that you have a regular movie watching day or night with friends and family. That's good to hear.
Oh, mate, it's fantastic. But I tell you what, sometimes we choose some absolute shockers.
Well, you know what? When you choose a movie that's not very good, you can still talk over the top of it and sort of, you know, talk about it. You don't have to concentrate then.
It's pretty much what we do, I tell you. Now, mate, there's some cool movies to check out at the moment. June Again, tell me what it's all about.
Well, this is an Australian film, just in time for Mother's Day. It's based around a character played by the great Nonia Hazelhurst. Not quite like the father with Anthony Hopkins, who suffered dementia, but she does have a lucid form of dementia. She's not fully under the spell of that terrible disease. However, she brings the family together. They go on a bit of a road trip before she gets too sick. So her children are estranged, so it's kind of like the first time they've seen each other in a long time. And you can imagine it. There's a bit of comedy, there's a bit of sadness and emotions involved, and it's an Australian film, so totally worth watching. Claudia Carvin is also in it, Stephen Curry, Nash Edgerton, so worth a look, just be prepared. It's another one of those films. It does have a bright side, but it has an emotional side as well.
Now, on Amazon Prime, Without Remorse is a bit of an action movie, from what I understand.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's from a novel by the great Tom Clancy. If you know who that is, you'll know that he writes a lot of spy thrillers, military dramas. This one's about John Clark, a Navy SEAL. He's appeared in a lot of his books, apparently. Mm. I haven't read many of his books, but
I'm a huge Clancy fan.
Are you? Well, yeah. So you know who John Clark is then, obviously.
I do indeed, mate. I do indeed.
Well, Michael B. Jordan plays him this time, and it's basically he's a Navy SEAL, and he's set up by Washington on a mission, and he has to find out about a Russian organization that takes out some of the crew before him. I'm not going to give too much away because there's a few twists and turns. It's not bad at all. I really enjoyed it. It's not quite The Hunt for Red October at all, but it has its moments. And Jodie Turner-Smith, Michael B. Jordan, Jamie Bell, all really, really good in it, I've got to say. Worth watching and on Amazon Prime. Guy Pearce is also in it too, and he's a legend.
Shane, the problem that I have with a lot of Tom Clancy's books that have been turned into movies is they haven't quite met the mark. And I'm an avid book reader, so when you read, you know, 1,000 pages of a book, you can never transfer that to 2 hours of a movie, and it just tends to let you down a little bit.
Well, I'm at a disadvantage because, again, I haven't read the actual novel that the movie is sourced from. Mm. And I do believe that this movie has been in production for nearly 10 years.
Wow.
So they've changed actors, they've changed screenplays and directors. So it's probably gone through a few different forms. So I would likely, as much as I didn't mind the movie, it's probably not that accurate to the source. But if you watch it, let me know.
I will indeed. Now, mate, there's a 10-year anniversary of a couple of absolute true blockbusters.
Yeah, I thought it was worth mentioning briefly because I remember when Bridesmaids first came out. I can't believe it was 2011, and it had such a huge impact. And I thought it might be worth watching again, especially around Mother's Day, because it's very funny. It had Australian Rose Byrne in it, and, of course, it introduced to many people none other than Melissa McCarthy. Among others. Rebel Wilson was also in it and very funny. And The Hangover Part 2. Now, it's probably my least favourite of the three Hangover movies, but they all come out 3 years consecutively, and there's no denying that they were all blockbusters, all very funny movies, and 10 years old as well. So might be worth seeking out just for fun.
Maybe that's a way to spend the weekend this weekend.
Yeah, the Hangover movies, I don't think they'll be replicated, that's for sure.
No, not at all. Hey, Shane, it's always great to have you on the radio. We'll catch up next week.
Good on you, Ewan. Bye for now.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. and always online at triplem.com.au.